so they tell of a council, a convention they had somewhere in the 3rd century, and some great theological problem came up. Some question had to be solved as to the theological worth of it. And they couldn't somehow agree. They wrangled back and forth. And finally one saint was summoned to come, a saint that everybody had a lot of confidence in because he was a real saint, a miracle-working saint. And so he took the trip. It was a long trip. He had to stay overnight at an inn. And he had a servant with him, and he had two donkeys with him. One was red, and the other was white. And when he went to sleep, when the saint and his servant went to sleep, some bad boys came around, and they cut off the heads of those two donkeys and ran away. And when the servant saw that, he was naturally beside himself. How can we continue the journey? He went to the saint, and he told him, your donkeys are dead. They're lying dead. Somebody cut their heads off. The heads are lying there, cut off. So the saint didn't bother himself. He knew something about Philippians 4:6. And he said to the servant, just go and stick those heads back on. So he did that. And in the morning they continued their journey. But the servant had made an awful mistake. He put the red head on the white donkey and the white head on the red donkey. Well, I tell you, it's truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Supposing something like that happened to you, and tomorrow you woke up with a red head. Well, you'd think that was a pretty great miracle, wouldn't it? It should sure get your face in the paper. You would illustrate it, and the Kleeglites would come around, and you'd be on television, and my, it's truly wonderful what the Lord has done. But you know, God does more wonderful things than that. The Apostle Paul says, I testify in the Lord that you don't walk like other Gentiles walk anymore in the vanity of their minds.